President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, faced questions from senators in his confirmation hearing Wednesday. Linus Board reports that climate change, coal, and gas dominated the questioning as the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works interviewed Pruitt.
The attorney general from Oklahoma has spent a lot of time fighting against many federal environmental regulations, including the current EPA's Clean Power Plan, which is the first federal policy of its kind designed to slow greenhouse gas emissions. While Pruitt said he does not believe climate change is a hoax, when asked by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont if he disagreed with the majority of scientists who say Earth's climate is changing as a result of human activities.
The climate is changing and human activities.
But you haven't told me why you think the climate is changing.
Well, Senator, the job of the administrator is to carry out the statutes as passed by this body. And to
why is the climate changing?
Senator, in response to the CO2 issue, the EPA administrator is constrained by statutes.
I'm asking you a personal opinion.
My personal opinion is immaterial.
And Pruitt also largely skirted around questions about possible conflicts of interest. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse pointed out thousands of email correspondences, industry-drafted letters sent from his office, as well as several private meetings Pruitt has had with the fossil fuel industry, including meetings in West Virginia with coal company Murray Energy.
The EPA Ethics Council has said, and by the way, these are career individuals, as you know, Senator, as they've reviewed these potential conflicts, I've disclosed all entities that I've been affiliated with.
I understand that, but I'm asking you if you think it might place you in a conflict of interest, because we both understand that the ethics rules that the EPA is enforcing predate Citizens United, predate dark money. And they've said in the letter that they aren't even looking at that because they don't have the authority to.
Many Republican senators, including West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito, were enthusiastic about Pruitt's nomination and expressed confidence that he will, quote, restore the rule of law at the EPA, close quote. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.